absolutely beautiful day down at Fenway Park. Let's hope disaster is not waiting for this team one more time.
Well, I'll tell you what's perked me right up is this Buster Olney report. Can we get into that with Bradford here?
Well, listen, there's nothing better than having Rob Bradford here when we got someone shaking the tree, someone's breaking some news, and I can't wait for Rob Bradford to say, "You're wrong! I am smacking down that report. I have the real report."
Oh, I don't know which. You have to be more specific.
It's literally breaking.
First of all, McFarland, there you are.
McFarland Energy, sir.
Brought to you by McFarland Energy, the region's most dependable provider of home heating, oil delivery, as well as expect HVAC services at McFarlandEnergy.com. I love how you're on top of it. You're keeping me right here with the sponsors.
I have a McFarland tattoo, so I'm always reminded. but it's always good to see you guys. What an honor. A little Robbie Bradford, 8 years old, you'd be sitting in the same seat the Red Sox manager.
I know.
Just sat in just moments
ago. Still warm, isn't it?
You just told him.
It's still warm.
You taunted him. You said, "You're my warm-up."
Oh, I told him he was Shecky Green.
I thought that Chad was interesting. I don't know how much of it you got to hear, but I mean, the main thing that everyone's talking about right now, and we'll get to your report here in just a second because it is exciting. But the main thing I think that everyone's talking about today is the comment from Izzy yesterday about how, you know, I feel like on the road we're a very close-knit team, but we come home and there's just a lot of people. He said it's different. It's just a different vibe at home, and we got to figure out a way to make it small how it is on the road. He said, just feel like at home we see a lot of people that we don't know or you know that are around this area. And he said, and we got to find a way to bring that back home, the close-knit group that they have. So what did you make of that quote when you heard that yesterday? Because there were like three or four different ways you could go on
that. Well, that's exactly what I thought. And it was sort of bizarre because the reality is you don't hit at home. You have, as you said, you know, significantly less home runs than anybody. Mm-hmm. You just can't hit at home. I would say that the primary reason why you are not good at home is you do not have a team that is tailored to Fenway Park, and you don't hit at Fenway Park. But this is much spicier. Good for him. Mm-hmm. And you asked me what I thought of it. I'm the same thing. I was just in the Red Sox clubhouse, and I'm like, we're talking among the writers. Like, what do you think he meant?
Yeah.
And everybody came up with four different things.
Well, we hear the four. Come on.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have, like, the obviously the media thing, which isn't – I don't really buy.
I don't either.
No, because everyone talks – people just standing around. I mean, like it's not like it used to be. It just isn't. And – so you
I think he would use the word media too. I think he would have been more specific if it was media.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, and then you go to, well, you have too many friends and family. You have guys going out, whatever it is, or you have your guy Lorenzo coming around. Yep. You're like, there's so many different ways to go.
Or Greg's report this morning was that it's the driveline guys.
Right. What do you mean by the driveline?
The driveline front office people, like, well, these people in the.
This has always been a thing. You're talking to Rich Hill. He said this. He's like, when you go through a bullpen, there's 10 coaches out there. And that's the same.
At home.
At home. Well, yeah, because they're not going to travel that many people.
Okay. Yeah.
No. But I think it's true. I mean, there's significantly more people whose job it is to do specific things, and they're here, and they're not, to your point, Ted, they're not on the road. So that could very well be, and I don't think that might be wrong.
Yeah, but the only thing though about that, Rob, is that these guys are professional baseball players. They're used to having tons of people around.
Nobody, this is the problem with it, is it? And I like Izzy. Like, Izzy's great. Like, we did the 2-minute grill with him yesterday, and I really enjoyed talking with him. But in all the years that I've been here, no one's had that excuse about playing at Fenway Park.
Yeah, it's weird.
And so,
because of that, and that to me makes me think that this is something different. And to be honest, the more I hear you talk, the more I think maybe it is too many people are whispering in their ears how to hit. Like it's just too many different voices. You talked about the driveline thing that Greg was talking about, and then you've got these other batting coaches that are coming in, like, you know, Caleb Durbin's guy Lorenzo, and you've got all these different people saying different things and getting in their head. Maybe that's what.
Well, that Rich, to that point, we have to figure out what is the thing, because I think Izzy's a smart guy. And it's like, what is the thing that is going to have a direct correlation on you not performing? And what you just said, that would be probably at the top of the list.
Yes.
Not too much media, not going out, because everyone goes. Everyone has friends. We, like I said, all the years I've been here, this dynamic has always been the same. And it's the same for the best team in the league at home.
Yep.
Same deal.
You think the distractions are the same on the road as they are at home?
No.
I can't bring as many batting coaches on the road.
Yeah.
They're here.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the going out part, like going out and being with friends.
What he said too, which was we're really tight on the road. We're getting tighter and tighter and tighter on the road. And you know what it is, Ted. Like, you go out, like, you're together. You have nowhere else to go.
They didn't let Ted out. He told us before. Different from football curfew.
Christian Campbell was disappointed when they found out he didn't have roommates on the road. It's one of these things where I understand that part of it, where you're all in it together. When you go on the road, there's no doubt about it. It's like the way for the media as well. When you're on the road for the media, it's so much easier. So much easier. And so that is an element of it. But to come back to the point of what is the thing that might have a direct correlation to not scoring runs at home?
Yeah.
And that is the voices from a million different people. That probably be at the top of the list.
What did you make of that Breslow article, the one that the Globe wrote?
I think Theo was the biggest takeaway.
No question.
Right? Yeah. I mean, and so I would love to hear from Theo. You know, I would.
Yeah, why is he not? Because he's on these podcasts and stuff, but he is.
Well, he's on a podcast.
He's on one. I think we heard from him. That was his message.
Yeah.
But it was weird. A few weeks before that, he did a podcast where he basically was in line with everything Breslow said.
Yeah, well, that was the same one, I think. They just keep like cutting up clips from it, but you're right. You're right that they had that clip that a lot of people, I surfaced it too, where he has one time where he's saying like, hey, listen, we're getting too down the road of analytics. But he also said he was very supportive of Breslow. But the thing is that it's like a lot of things with this team, where you can't tangibly say that is it. When they fire Alex Cora and all those coaches, you can't say, well, they would have been better or worse. We don't know that. We just don't know. And with Theo, we just don't know. All we can go by is, I know he's in the room at the winter meetings. I know that he's in the room at the trade deadline. I know that he's around once in a while.
Yeah.
But we don't know how much Breslow's listening to him or isn't listening to him.
Yeah. All right. So, Rob, can you hang out for 2 minutes? 2 minutes. Sure. All right.
Oh, I love the 2 minutes.
We're not going anywhere. We're here for 2 minutes.
And a juicy Buster-only report. Oh.
This is a good one.
Yeah.
Because if this is true, maybe, just maybe, all of our dreams and wishes are coming true, especially Chad's. I know Chad's, obviously, we wouldn't tell us, but he's begging for this. And we'll get to that right after this. 2 minutes. What is this? Oh, is this Corrosion of Conformity?
Right on, Rich.
Hell yeah, Jackson. Put a little metal in there. Love it. You proud of me? I nailed it right away, didn't I?
Very proud of you. And Chad Tracy said over time like twice, so I just thought of the song immediately.
Oh, look at that. Jackson's brain is always working.
By the way, Dale Ordway.
Save that.
Dale Ordway was out on the streets last night.
Oh, he was?
In the 4 o'clock hour. You'll
what
hear
streets?
Some of that.
The mean streets.
Right here. This street right here next to us.
Wow.
Getting the pulse of the people after the way the Red Sox have been performing. It is Rich, Ken, and Ted Johnson here on 93.7 WEEI. You can give us a call, 617-779-7937. Rob Bradford here. Baseball isn't boring. WEEI.com. The man breaking all sorts of crazy news all over the place. Roman Anthony, he started chaos all over town.
Really did.
I don't put words in their mouth, Rich.
No, but hey, listen, did you get credit? Did people give you credit?
No, I don't. It's fine. Everyone almost everybody gave me credit, but it's fine. I appreciate you guys talking about it. I thought it was worth being talked about.
Hell yeah.
And I also just sort of like the way that was rolled out was, it was one of many, many interesting things. You know, you have the Anthony thing, you have the Durbin thing, you have the Theo thing, you have, you know, the Izzy thing, you have like all this stuff. And by the way, they're still trying to crawl out of the basement here.
Yeah, I know. It is obviously strange how everything has turned out. I still don't get how you can only have won 9 games at home and it's June freaking 3rd. This is very strange. But we may have a turnaround, right, Ken? There is a report
I told you, don't give up on Brez. His job's on the line here. Here's Buster Olney. And he says, our man Gordo resurfaced it. This is from the Just Baseball show. Quote, what I've heard today is they are aggressively looking for a right-handed hitter. It might be a case where the Red Sox are willing to take on a bad contract.
Okay.
End quote. Now, that's Buster who hates, he always is bashing the Red Sox. You would admit that. He's always bashing this organization.
I mean, Buster's great.
So for him to say this, I think is legit intel. Would you just?
Oh, no, I believe it's legit intel, but I'm sick of kind of like, we're trying really hard. Like, that's my problem with those sort of reports. And the biggest
of trying.
The biggest takeaway is that it's, all right, you're going to take on a bad contract. Okay. Like, this is the problem. I'm sick of the trying hard, and I go back to last trade deadline. Like, and everybody in that room, you had 30 people in that room say, I'm telling you, they tried so hard. It's a results business, man.
Yep.
Like you said that your main goal, your singular goal was to get a starting pitcher who could pitch in the playoffs. And you got Dustin May. And that was, as I said before, that was like going to the store and seeing the guy for for $130 and selling for the thing for $60 and saying it's going to be just as good. Like, oh, no, you're convincing yourself. No. Like, you knew that what this was going to cost you, and to come back to that report, you know it's going to cost you. You know that you're going to have to overpay. You know that you're going to have to take on money.
Okay, and I got some names. You know some bad contracts? Let me list three for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Are they on the Red Sox?
Nope. No. Well, Devers was, but they got rid of him.
Okay.
Houston Astros, Carlos Correa.
Houston Astros are ahead of you in the standings.
Okay. San Diego Padres, Manny Machado. Bring the villain here.
San Diego is ahead of the Red Sox in the standings.
Okay. New York Mets, Marcus Semien.
He's not very good.
Oh, okay, but you know, you're talking about bringing on a bad contract. I'm just trying to think.
So just so people know, when you say ahead of the Red Sox, meaning they're still in the wild card race, and why would they trade away?
Yeah, they're
right, because almost everyone's ahead.
Yeah. But they still may be willing to trade for something in return. Right. You know, give something to get something.
Sure.
And get rid of a bad contract.
You have no faith. I'm just looking at Rob's face.
They wouldn't do it before the season starts. What makes you think they're going to do it in the middle of the season?
Your instincts are keen, Rich.
I mean, Bobichette? Like, maybe Bobichette?
Okay.
Mets are as bad as you. Same record.
I mean, Bobichette is having a terrible year, Ken.
Okay, well, you got to take a chance here, Rob. They need a chance.
No,
they need a right-handed hitter.
I agree. I agree. That they have to do something. And but you have to show that you're going to be willing to get uncomfortable. You have to hit the sweet spot of this. We said this before. When you got Kyle Schwarber, you got a guy with a bad hamstring for nothing because he wasn't going to play for a month.
Right, right.
You know, when you get some of these other guys, you know, you in the offseason, good trade for Sonny Gray and Wilson Contreras, but you gave up guys who just weren't going to factor in at all. Now what you're talking about is trading top prospects, taking on big money, basically doing what the Giants did last year, which is taking advantage of a situation to get Rafael Devers. And if they can do that, great. But my point is, and if when they do it, we'll celebrate because this is exactly what they need to do. But my point is that I'm sick of the trying hard thing.
I know.
I'm sick of it.
And it's funny because when you have all of this talk about like, hey, we might be going after this guy, we're trying hard to get this guy, and then an article like the one in the Globe comes out that seems to be so damning against Craig Breslow. First of all, it seemed like there were a decent amount of people who couldn't wait to pile on.
Yeah.
And it's been very odd. As a matter of fact, that's the kind of article that usually happens after they're gone.
Yeah.
Like the smear campaign article. When you kind of see that and you hear all this talk, like what kind of, do you believe that he is on a pretty short leash right now? Like I got to think that he's someone who is on the hot
seat. I think his short leash is winning this year. Like I don't know if you're going to say, see you later, Craig Breslow, before the trade deadline. I think to this point, if to lend credence to what you're talking about, Ken.
Thank you.
It is because Craig Breslow has to understand what's at stake here. He has to understand whether it's, you know, his job, what he has to understand in the offseason, how he said, we're World Series or bust, and you've landed here.
Yeah.
You have to understand all of that. So, yeah, you have to do this, but it's not in their fabric. It's not in his fabric to do that. Like, that's the weird thing about this.
But Theo's calling him out. You know, they are under pressure right now.
Well, is Theo calling
him out? Yes, he said he's disappointed. I mean, all right. To Rich's point.
Yeah. Real quick, Noah is our new intern. Noah, can you come in here for 1 second? Okay, so Noah is a brand new intern. And there's nothing I like more than when someone gets to show you what they've got, what they're made of.
Oh.
Noah, what is your favorite restaurant in the entire world? Talking to that mic right there. This is Noah, our brand new intern. What's your favorite restaurant?
Get right up on there, Noah. Here we go.
I like this restaurant called El Gaucho in Seattle.
Ooh, okay. How about one that's local?
He's been here like a week. I mean, the guy's literally from the West Coast.
Are you like big into steaks, or do you like Chipotle?
Steaks.
Okay. There's you know what? Let's go Grill 23. We think of Grill 23. If you can get Theo Epstein on the phone with us by the end of the show, I will buy you, I'll get you a gift certificate for you and a friend to go eat your heart out at Grill 23.
Whoa.
All right.
Well, by the way, that should be like 3 months' salary. That shouldn't be a steak.
All right. So
good deal.
At Grill 23, if you can get him on before 5:30.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a head start. I'm going to give you his number.
Oh, wow.
Hey, even better. I get on
I was literally about to say, just talk to the guy across from you. I'll get the number. Yeah. But if you can get him on our show by 5:30, I'm getting you a gift certificate for you and a friend at the best, one of the best steakhouses in the city.
I'll be on it.
All right, good. All right, Noah's. I got faith in Noah.
Or at least someone who sounds like him, Noah.
Jackson does a hell of an impression.
Sure, we have.
Hi, I'm Theo Epstein.
That's right. You guys can split the gift certificate. All right, well, Rob, it's a weird place that this team is in.
A lot to talk about.
It is a lot to talk about, and you know what? To be quite honest, I'm not one of these people who likes dwelling on the negative. I'd rather be talking about this team, you know, doing something. And
I know that was pants off win against Atlanta.
I was like, feeling good, man. I was feeling good. I was in my element. I was tweaking.
So people know that was 5 games ago. 5 games
ago. What can I say? It was, as I said, as I keep saying, water in the desert. All right, well, Rob, great stuff. Baseball isn't boring. You can also hear him on the, is it 2 Minute Grill? Did I get the name correct?
Yeah, yeah. I gotta get one right
now. Who you grilling? Who you grilling
today? I don't know. I'll figure it out. I did Izzy yesterday. It probably would have been better to do him today.
Can you do it twice? Let's go, baby.
I mean, I probably aren't going to get Roman Anthony or Izzy. They've already like allocated their contractual obligations. But yeah, maybe Ken's favorite, Anthony Siegler. Throws with both hands, former first round pick.
He's got Native American blood. He's a very unique guy. Very interesting. Seriously.
Sure. I think that throws with both hands and we're drafting the first round were much more interesting.
He might be the first Native American baseball player ever. I mean, or in a long time. I don't know. Currently? I mean, look that up.
Didn't the Braves have Chief Nakahoma, the mascot that was probably the most inappropriate mascot of all time?
Yeah, I'm not sure that relates.
Fine. Real quick, Raph, before you go, what do they do with Brian Bale?
They just keep – here's what they do. They start Greg Weissert, who has like an under one ERA with nobody on.
Yep.
You open with him, and then you go – and as Chad Tracy said, the reason they're doing that is he can't get lefties out, so teams stack the lefties at the beginning of the order. Yeah, so that's what they do. It's not ideal, but
– will they do that?
It's not – yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think there's a lot of ideal things going on right now with this team.
All right, well, Rob Bradford, thank you so much for coming in.
All right, thanks,
as
guys.
Noah is going – he's shaking the tree. He's calling his sources, trying to get, of course, Mr. Theo Epstein on the show with us. I got a feeling it's going to happen. All right. Speaking of ne'er-do-wells and rabble-rousers, our own Ken has pissed off the entire city of Philadelphia, apparently. Some of his comments he made about A.J. Brown yesterday on our show have caught fire amongst all of those Eagles fans. We will let you know what that was. Also, some more A.J. Brown news right after this.